Complete Florida is a program that helps people who have some college credit complete the work needed for their degrees. They use advisors or coaches to guide people through every step of the various programs involved. Mark Churchwell is the Director of Operations for Complete Florida.
Complete Florida and Complete Florida Military has great coaching staff, and that is, to me, truly the linchpin and the difference between our programs and any other program out there is we have passionate, dedicated coaches to help you through the program. Truly, the coaches are, I think, the key to our success and the key to so many of our students' successes as they go through our programs.
Now, Complete Florida, which is headquartered at the University of West Florida, is putting an added emphasis on veterans for Complete Florida Military.
Because Complete Florida is a state legislative program funded from the state of Florida, and the language within that bill specifically says what they focus on, military and veterans. And so we're doing that through marketing to the bases, but we also stood up a subset of Complete Florida Military. And Complete Florida Military is funded primarily through Florida Defense Support Task Force and through scholarship donations. And those scholarship dollars are spent on people that actually live in the top part of the state, the Panhandle and Jacksonville area. They're trying to focus on folks in those areas to drive jobs in those areas, and specifically in cybersecurity and IT. And so these are the programs that are offered by four specific institutions within the Complete Florida arena, University of West Florida, Florida State College of Jacksonville, Hodges University, and St. Petersburg College are the four schools in Complete Florida Military.
You did mention cybersecurity, mm-hmm. and that is becoming such a big area. How much of an emphasis is being put on that?
Yeah, that's really big, and University of West Florida is reacting to that with growing their cybersecurity program, which is not unique to any one college. It reaches across all colleges because a number of different courses and programs do affect cybersecurity or have a piece of cybersecurity within it.
How are you trying to bring veterans into the program?
Well, we've done some pretty aggressive marketing for Complete Florida Military. We have a program manager who is Ed Bogle. He's retired Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army. He was the science officer here at University of West Florida ROTC program when he retired. So we brought him back to run that program. He's been to Florida State College in Jacksonville, to the bases out there, NAS Jax, Mayport here at NAS Pensacola, over to Hurlburt, Eglin, all the bases. Getting the word out, passing out brochures, talking to the key folks that are directly involved with the active duty members as well as veterans organizations to get that word out.
And you're looking for people, I understand, who have some college, and you're just trying to get them to completes the word.
Correct. Yeah, Complete Florida itself is a degree completion program. It's a little bit different from Complete Florida Military. The Complete Florida Military is a focus on cybersecurity and IT. So you could actually have someone that has no college that wants to get into maybe a certificate program, but where they could complete the certificate, get a job, and then continue on into a degree program while they're working. Now, the Complete Florida program, which is the larger program, is absolutely an adult degree completion program. We want to help them go back to school. You know, they went to school some time ago, didn't work out. They stopped out for a couple of semesters, which turned into 10 or 12 years, which happens. Life happens. And now they're trying to go back because they never really got the degree done.
Going into the Complete Florida Military, are these in-person or online courses?
These are also all online.
All online. And are the benefits from Complete Florida Military over and above any GI Bill benefits?
Correct. They're over and above. So if you're using benefits, you can get that as well as get a scholarship. Now, there's a little bit of difficulty associated with applying GI Bill benefits and also a scholarship, by the way, each of them paid differently. Fortunately, we have the Military and Veterans Resource Center at University of West Florida, full of technical experts in how to navigate that. So our coaches are contacting the center on campus to get expert advice with helping those students get the best way to apply those benefits.
Well, the military, you're just starting to market. What are your goals? What do you look to have about 3-4 years from now?
Well, that's a really good question. I know what I'd like to have. We haven't really sat down and developed numerical goals long term for Complete Florida Military because it's in its infancy, fixing it up. Certainly, we'd love to have in 4 or 5 years from now, we'd love to have 2,000 or 3,000 folks through these programs because this is going to be wonderful for the Florida area itself, for jobs, for filling those cybersecurity positions in both IT and cybersecurity. So large numbers will certainly help our careers in the jobs in the Panhandle and Jacksonville areas.
Again, Mark Churchwell is the Director of Operations for Complete Florida. To learn more about the military enrollment program, go to CompleteFlorida.org and click on Available Programs. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.